Sometimes when it's too late, it's too late. Hello again, everyone. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you to episode 222 of The Walking Leader podcast. I created The Walking Leader podcast with the understanding and intention that it was to be used as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. So, without any further delay, let's get this episode started. Good day, everybody. Dave Guerra here, and this episode, I want to talk about being proactive. The title of this episode is real simple. Being proactive makes you a warrior, not a victim. And I'm not going to get into the whole victim thing, and I'm not going to get into the reactive thing too much, but I need to. Because lately what's been going on is getting out of control. More and more individuals, as I've seen, I'm not seeing everybody, but what I've seen, what I've heard in the news, responses that are reactionary seem to be the norm. Things that, individuals do after something has happened. So whatever happened to being proactive, being in control, getting ahead of something? And that's what I want to talk about, especially for those of you that are wanting to elevate yourselves, that are wanting to take on a bigger role as a leader. You cannot be reactionary. Leaders, you cannot afford to be reactionary. You have to be able to take charge. You have to be able to look over the horizon. And I've said this countless times. You have to look over the horizon. Leaders, if you're not looking over the horizon, then you don't know what really truly is happening, what's coming down the line. And so when it slams on your desk and it lands there, you're going to react. And that does not make a good leader. So let's talk about being proactive. In the definition of proactive, it's an adjective. It's creating or controlling a situation by causing something to happen rather than responding to it after it has happened. So it's kind of that old saying, it's pointless to close the barn door after the horses have escaped. That's it. It's kind of like, it's too late. So you're going to be reactionary and you're going to be upset and you're going to be emotional. And that, again, is not a good thing. You need to be calm. You need to be in control. You need to take charge of the situation, even if that situation continues to be dynamic and unfolding, because you never know what's going on. So being proactive, while it sounds good on paper, it's difficult to do, but being reactive is extremely easy to do, but does not look good on paper. So you see how that works out? So while most people were going to take the reactive approach, you as a leader, you're somebody that wants to lead others, you're that growing yourself and taking yourself to a new place, you've got to learn to control not just the situation, but control yourself and direct things. In some cases, you can direct change because you are in control. So understand that being reactive means you are too late. It's like I said at the beginning of the show, once you're too late, you are too late. The wave has crashed. Okay, so something has already happened. Being reactive or reactionary is more emotional based, and that's true. Less logic, less common sense. It's based on impulse, being reactive. And being reactive and impulsive, again, that'll only get you so far. Sure, it might say like, oh, let's put fire on the water. Yeah, that's a great reaction. That's a perfect reaction to a fire. But throwing gasoline on the fire is not going to solve the problem. It's just going to cause it to get worse. So be careful in the reactionary state. And reacting is less effective in achieving positive results, as the wave has already crashed. So you cannot hold it off. It's already crashed and nothing can be done. So the wave has come down. So the positive results, well, in any results really, should have been worked on ahead of time. Should have been, you see the wave brewing, you see it starting to grow and grow. What can we do to minimize that wave? We see somebody playing with matches. What do we say? Instead of waiting for them to start a fire, no, we need to step up and say something. Right? Then we have to do something. Reacting does not usually lead to positive outcomes. And that's, as all that is happening, understand that usually when reacting to something, it's negative reaction versus negative reaction and becomes a battle of wills, and it does not result in anything positive. So being careful and recognizing that these things do happen, recognizing that eventually being reactionary is going to lead to a negative versus negative. There's no positive there. Remember, two wrongs do not make a right. And in some cases, well, in most cases, and things that I've seen lately where individuals are not happy with something that has already happened, something that was in the news for months and months on end, but they themselves failed to do something about it with all that time, that all that lead time, and now they take that finger-pointing stance, they take that shaming stance, they start bullying individuals, and ultimately they become a situation of all absolutes. Either you are with me or you are against me. That's absolutes. And absolutes gets no one anywhere. That creates more division. That doesn't create unity. Absolutes, absolutes have never created unity. It gets forced on them, but even then, begrudgingly, it happens. But for it to be dynamic, to be organic, to be pure, to be intentional, to be authentic and genuine, absolutes have no place in anything. So if you don't like something and you don't like it and others do, and yet you take the absolute route of, well, if you like that, then you don't like me. That is just wrong. That is wrong. That is one-sidedness. That is absolutes. And no one can really truly work with someone who deals in absolutes. So that's reactionary, folks. That is reactionary. So understand that as you grow, you mature into your role, less and less need for reactionary. You have got to start shifting your mindset to more of a proactive. And being proactive is one of those habits of highly effective people from Dr. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it makes sense. Being proactive, it's getting ahead of the problem, getting way ahead of the problem. Being proactive, it's logical, calmer, intentional. See that? That sounds a little bit better than being reactionary and being illogical and just no common sense, throwing common sense out the window. That's not going to get anywhere. Eventually, you're going to start spinning your wheels. Being proactive gives you time to identify the real problem, the root cause of the problem, get to the deep, deep part of the dive. And then it also gives you time to find a solution and work with the solution. And understand that even if that bad thing does happen, you've already are aware of it. You're already deeply involved. You're committed into trying to change this bad thing and revert it back to something good or something that everyone can work with. But it also stops that shaming and that bullying, and it definitely stops the absolutes. Because, again, with the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, think win-win. You've got to think win when you're being proactive. It means, what can we do where both sides win? What can be done where both sides win? And it doesn't matter what the situation is. There is always room for win-win. It's when people start dealing in absolutes that it's an either or, and that's all there is. Well, it doesn't succeed that way. It doesn't happen that way. You do you, I do me, and you don't have to like what I do, and I don't have to like what you do. But understand, we still live on the same planet. We're here all together. And if we want to achieve a common goal, guess what? We're going to have to work together. So as a leader, you're going to have to take that, and for lack of a better term, the higher ground. And taking that higher ground means that your days of dealing in absolutes of you are either with me or against me, they're gone. Because you are going to have to deal with the fallout of understanding that sometimes people are going to take you literally, and they'll be against you. Maybe that was not your intention, but that's what happens when you start dealing in absolutes. When you start dealing in situations where you're bullying people, shaming them for liking something or for voting for something or for believing in their own minds something, where's the acceptance there? People can believe in anything they want. They are human beings. People can do basically whatever they want. They are human beings. They don't have to agree with you. They don't have to like what you like. You know, growing up, I hated broccoli. I love broccoli now. Things change. People change. And I'm not equating the world's problems and politics to broccoli. But you know what? Sometimes when you're being forced to eat broccoli, that's where the resentment comes in. When you're being forced to eat something that you don't like, then guess what? The first thing you're going to do is get banned broccoli for the rest of your life. But eventually you'll come around. So being reactive leads to being a victim. And it does, because you take that stance and you draw the line of absolutes. Being proactive makes you a warrior, because you're out there fighting the fight right from the very beginning. The moment you know you don't like something, you're going to do something to create a situation. And you're going to control it. And you're going to make something happen before it gets out of control, before it's out of your hands. You'll be fully aware of what's going on should it get out of your hands. But you will have already known the ins and outs of the problem. You're already in it. You're not after the fact, after the wave has crashed, and there you were, just sitting there watching it all happen, watching the parade go by, and then getting upset because the parade is over. Get involved in that parade, whatever that parade is. But as a leader, you have to step up. You have to identify that, hey, I can no longer behave one-sided if I want to reach more individuals. If I want to make bigger change, then I have to determine what it is that I have to be different about. What is it I have to do different? And obviously, being proactive, it's what's going to get it done, because it is self-initiated behavior, meaning you have chose to become proactive. Sometimes you feel like you have no choice in being proactive, but yeah, that's great. But you do have a choice in being reactionary. You do have a choice in being reactive. You can get to work one way or another, but being reactive, be careful. It will take you down to the dark side. I never said the proactive is going to get you to the good, the bright side, the light. No, all I'm saying is being proactive gets you ahead of the curve, gets you out in front earlier, gets you and make you a recognized subject matter expert, a leader in that situation. So really, it's all about getting ahead of it, choosing to get ahead of it, getting involved early, getting involved often, as opposed to, oh, well, I'll just deal with it when it happens. And folks, when you deal with it when it happens, guess what? It's already happened, and it might just be too late. And folks, as I mentioned, when it's too late, it is too late. Well, it looks like we've reached the end of this episode. And as always, I do ask for your feedback. It is welcomed. And feedback on this episode or any past episode, let me know what you think, what you're feeling. What if you have questions, comments, concerns, drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, at DaveGuerra, or leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline. That number is 956-720-0060. Again, 956-720-0060. And folks, you have been listening to the Walking Leader Podcast with me, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader. I invite you to come back next time, where we continue taking the steps on our walking leader journey to becoming great leaders and even better followers. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.